what's relevant and what's not?
Absolutely, Larry, but the trouble is Mike Clement from police couldn't give you any reassurances as to what was released to the Royal Commission of Inquiry, which I think is simply disgraceful. It really, really is. I mean, it should be noted here too, and when I was speaking to Sonia Rockhouse this morning, she was saying she knows for a fact that there's previously unseen public video that she's desperate to get her hands on, and that's why police have now said they're going to be transparent and work within the Official Information Act request to release this video. I'm sorry, we're releasing more video to the family members 6 years down the track. It doesn't seem right. I'm with you on this, though. I don't believe there's any conspiracy or any cover-up. Mm. It just looked like it's been badly managed.
Yeah.
And possibly, with the greatest respect, you just don't know where the family members may try to capitalise on this because they're so desperate, and you can understand why, to get some resolve in this matter.
Right, and I think, Jesse, you alluded to before, they're releasing some more stuff, the police, but I think they know that it's already out there anyway because of the first leak. There's more stuff that's been leaked. No question. I don't think.
If you've got nothing to hide, then why not release all this footage? It's all of interest to us. And actually, all of us probably would like to see some kind of an unmanned robot go down there and tell us what's down there. Of course we would. And we trust the authorities when they tell us that it's not safe to even do that. But you know, if there isn't a cover-up, then show us all this footage and have that debate in the public, because we all want the same thing, which is in an ideal world to bring those bodies back for those families, to give them some closure. If that's not possible, then you've got nothing to hide. Share the evidence, share the footage, and don't try and sort of, you know, tell us five robots and this robot was under this command and that robot was under the other command. And it all just sounds like, you know, detail that's just trying to get you off the scent.
Joshua Pagani and Chris Lynch on the Huddle. Back in a moment. It's 13:26.
2016 was a year of upsets, except for the JD Power Vehicle Dependability Study. Lexus. Again. And the news in 2017 gets better, because right now Lexus of North Shore is releasing last year's demonstrator models for sale. You'd have to wait another year to secure a Lexus for less, but then they only get better with age. See Lexus of North Shore, Link Drive, Wairo Park, because life's too short to own a disappointing car.
Nikki Connors from Propeller Property Investments tells us why investing in property is still a great option for many New Zealanders.
I believe property is still one of the most accessible and flexible options for homeowners. Your investment property can help you pay off your home mortgage faster and give you a future income. Despite recent bank legislation, Propeller can still secure property for our clients with only 20% deposit.
For expert advice on property investment, call Propeller Property Investments on 0800 81 81 91. Their services are free.
At the new Parkside Residences, you and your family could soon be playing in the park outside your brand new apartment in the heart of Mount Wellington. Everything is on your doorstep, with bus, train, parks and the motorway to the city just minutes away. Priced from $540,000, buying an apartment in Parkside Residences is like a walk in the park. Our launch offer includes a full furniture package from Hunter Furniture, valued at $15,000. Call 0800-PARK-01 or go to parkresidences.co.nz.
News Talk ZB Auckland Community Notices with the latest looks from Danske Möbler Furniture. Autumn clearance on now. Huge savings.
If your charity, sports team, school or community group has an open day, reunion or fundraising event planned at any stage, tell Auckland's biggest radio audience about it with our free community notice board. Head to the What's On page at newstalkzb.co.nz and submit your notice now.
Caring for our community. News Talk ZB and Danske Möbler Furniture.
It is now 11:06, and Josie Pagani and Chris Lynch on the Huddle. And Chris, I'm coming back to you because Josie finished off last time, so we'll start with the Labor thing. And the list delayed until tomorrow. It comes, it appears anyway, there's some issues with Maori candidates on their list, and also Willie Jackson. He's not happy with his 21st ranking. Strife in the camp, Chris. What do you see?
A government in waiting? Shambles. You can't run a country when you can't even agree among yourselves. And sadly, this is typical of a party that has shown it has lots of factions among it. And when I heard that Willie Jackson was going back into parliament, or trying to get back into parliament politics, I thought this is a man who simply bought. He bangs on about Maori issues all the time and puts himself up there as the commentator of Maori issues, but fails to join the party you think he would so desire. So I think it's all a bit weird. But this comes down to Labor's drive to have a 50-50 gender balance, I'd imagine this might work against Jackson. But come on, to be holding a crisis meeting about where you should sit on the list less than 6 months out from the election is a pathetic look. But I think Willie's final ranking will be indicative of the internal power struggle within this party, and will probably prove or disprove whether they are united or bitterly divided. And you've got to remember, Poto Williams was very strong on her contempt for Jackson, and I don't think that's going to go away anytime soon.
Yeah, well, I think what will happen here, Josie, because Mike Williams has said they needed some Maori of the top 16, so you'll see that Willie Jackson will go up into the top 16 and others will just drop down, I mean, because they'll have to be replaced.
Well, that's the problem when, you know, the list is there to bring in diversity. That's a good thing. But if you're going to use the list to sort of work out who is the most powerful, depending on which group they're in, whether it's to do with their gender or their race or whatever, and if it suddenly starts to turn into what looks like quotas, then you end up creating all sorts of other unintended unfairness, and you get people being promoted for the wrong reasons. And that's the problem. The list ends up looking, lacks transparency. It looks like it's open to abuse. And I'd have to agree with you, Chris. I've been on the receiving end of that call that tells you you're on a very low list place and you're not going to get elected. And you just have to wear it and go out and say, well, I didn't get into politics to just get myself into Parliament. I got into politics because this is what I believe, and I'm going to go out and fight for it.
Exactly.
You've got to do that. And I have a lot of respect for the likes of Kelvin Davis and Pene Henare, who've decided, right, we're not going to get high list places. We're going to go off the list, and we'll go out and win those Māori seats ourselves. But the other problem with this, Larry, is that, you know, you're right, it's a perfect storm of bad stories. So, you know, what was the problem that Willie was solving? So it was trying to reach out to a broader appeal to those who, like Shane Jones, you know, get the smoko room voting for you, not just the university common room. Okay, that's good. But then, you know, in the end, you end up sort of bringing the likes, you're right, Poto Williams and others going, hold on a minute, why should Willie get shifted up the list? But then it ends up looking like you're banning people who sound sexist and are a bit not quite up with the acceptable modern views. You can't ban people like that in the Labor Party. You can't say to people who look and sound like Willie that they're not welcome. So you end up with the worst of both worlds.
It sounds like Labor, let's embrace diversity, but as long as it's on my terms.
Well, that's right. And so I just think, you know, look, rather than embracing unity, which has been the big success that we've seen in Labor, I actually think the Labor Party needs to talk about this stuff in the open, have a good old contest of ideas about it, and may the best man or woman win.
Yeah, I agree with your listeners, Larry. I think if he becomes a transsexual, his problems are solved.
Yes.
I think it's great.
It shouldn't be like that. The Labor Party...
No. Hey, we want to embrace diversity. It's a perfect thing to do.
Actually, the other thing about this story, Larry, it's the same as the Pike River story, follow the leak. Who leaked that Willie was disgruntled?
Probably himself.
Probably Willie. But, you know, that's what I'm saying. If you've got a party that's leaking, you've got a party that needs to actually sit down and have a good old rumble, and actually you get respect for that. You get respect for talking about some of this stuff, about the principles about diversity, about whether or not how you put people up and down the list. Don't do it all behind closed doors.
All right.
Unity doesn't work, right. if that's all it is.
Talking about leaking, it's time for me to go. Thank you, Chris. What's coming up at 6 o'clock? Thank you, Chris. And thank you, Josie. Josie Pagani and Chris Lynch on the Hut.